on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The new ANC KZN task team says heads will roll at ANC-led municipalities that fail to spend their allocated budgets. At the task team's first briefing in Durban today, convener Jeff Khadebe said it was unacceptable that the province's eight biggest municipalities failed to spend 7.5 billion rand from their adjusted budgets in the past financial year.
Our people in KwaZulu-Natal are being deprived by useless councillors of not spending budgets that have been appropriated in law, dealing a major blow to service delivery. That will come to an end. We shall leave no stone unturned.
Last year, COGTA MEC Tula Sizwe Buthelezi revealed that nearly 80% of KZN municipalities are underspending on repairs and maintenance. Khadebe says their mandate as a task team includes oversight on the work of ANC members deployed in the province and at local government.
If they can't perform their task, they must step aside and reappoint appropriately qualified people who will deliver services. Each and every one of us is accountable to the ANC. So be it the MEC of Education or Health or Transport, whoever, they are not gonna escape the scrutiny, the rigorousness of our process.
The KZN Hawks are asking for help in tracking down a woman and her daughter-in-law who wanted in a 6 million rand scam case. Alderette van Wyk and Maria Elizabeth van Wyk were found guilty of fraud after the court heard that they fraudulently submitted waybills to a Pinetown-based industrial company over 7 years ago. The women, who are aged 81 and 50, were both employed by a logistics company when they committed the crime between 2005 and 2012. KZN Hawks spokesperson Sibu Ngani says the duo was last seen in Kamos in Upington in the Northern Cape.
In 2019, the Durban Specialized Commercial Crimes Court ordered the duo to repay BMG Company the amount of 6,018,910 that they had fraudulently obtained. However, the pair failed to adhere to the court's order, resulting in a warrant being issued for their arrest.
And Canada has filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization against the U.S. over President Donald Trump's tariff increases. It's understood Ottawa initiated this dispute proceedings yesterday over the 25% tariffs on imports. A similar complaint has been filed by Beijing over fresh U.S. levies on Chinese goods. Trump has also slapped Mexico with a tariff hike, accusing the neighboring country of failing to stop illegal immigration and drug trafficking. Your top story this hour: the new ANC KZN task team says heads will roll at ANC-led municipalities that fail to spend their allocated budgets. To stay updated, go to your WhatsApp, hit updates, search East Coast Radio Newswatch, and follow our channel for the latest local and international news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.